Yo, what's up? It's your boys, Skeet, along with the homie Big Sexy. And we're drinking and we're talking about some stuff today. Big Sexy!
What is up, people? We're back. Today, we're going to talk to you about the old school versus the new school. The shit that it used to be and the shit that it is now. And how it used to be better back in the day. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, some things out now, I love the technology. I love, you know, Apple iPhones and all that other bullshit. But let's reminisce.
Yeah. Obviously, technology is a lot better. Computers, I'm on my laptop chilling. There's a lot of differences between that.
Yeah, we're bringing it to you from the iPod. We can't complain about that. But, you know, what else can we talk about from the old school that?
The thing I want to talk about is clothes. I mean, I was thinking about this watching TV. They don't make 16-year-old girls the way they used to back in the day.
No, they don't.
Really, 16-year-old girls, when we were 16, they were 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
16-year-old girls now, the way that they dress like the 28-year-old girls.
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
Hey, Big Sexy, look, let me share something. I'm going to talk about this place that was over in beach area where we live out here in SoCal. It was over in the beach area. It used to be a place called TJ Charlie's, okay? Now, me and the homie Big Sexy walked up in there one day, and as your boy Skeet was up in there, this chick walks up to me, grabs me on my hand, and asks me if I was having a good time, okay? So I was like, yeah, I'm having a good time. So me and her was about to get ready to dance a little bit later. Swear to God, to everybody out there listening, one of the homies was in a bar that night, in the club that night, TJ Charlie's. We used to be TJ Charlie's out there in Hermosa Beach. And he said, hey, Skeet, there's a girl in here that's in the 8th grade. I'm like, 8th grade, mother, how the hell does that happen? Had no clue. But the thing was, somebody, fake ID, but this bitch didn't look nothing like she was in the 8th grade. But guess what? That bitch smiled at me and she had braces on.
Yeah. I remember that night. We left like 5 minutes after that. I remember that shit. That was funny.
And mysteriously, that place got closed down.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we can give names out about it now.
Yeah, ironically. Yeah. What about back when we were like in junior high school? I remember the clothes. Like, I remember cross colors. You remember cross colors? I used to love the cross colors, man.
Man, cross colors was the shit.
They were a little annoying when people would wear like the green shirt with the purple pants and man, the I'd red say shoes like and this. Shit. But you know, it was cool.
You know the outfits back then. It was cross colors. You had your Patrick Ewing's on.
Yeah.
You had your
British Knights.
Yeah, British Knights.
Yeah.
Now see, I lived in L.A. I couldn't wear BKs.
Yeah.
Because you know they were called blood killers back in the day, but we couldn't walk around with BK shoes on because even though I did stay over in the Crip neighborhood and live there, there's just some things you just didn't want to wear. But, you know, that was the 80s.
The main thing for me, the differences between then and now is the music.
Oh, yeah.
From the late 80s, early 90s, compared to now.
Yeah, the music is...
We've done a lot of shows about music and stuff because it really is such a big difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about... Like the late 80s, you had our favorite group, Bell Biv DeVoe.
Bell Biv DeVoe was the shit.
We already quoted Poison.
Yes, we did. We had to.
Just the music. Teddy Riley doing his thing with everybody.
All of them. Yeah. That's how it was back then.
Yeah, back in the day, the music was the shit. Compared to now, when we did the show The Rap Sheet, where all of the best rappers in the world are.
Remember
in jail or something.
Remember the 80s movies, too. The 80s movies was the
80s
shit.
Movies were the
80s
shit.
Movies.
Ghostbusters.
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
Rocky.
Close enough. Rocky. My favorite movie of all time was Major League. The baseball movie. That was like 1988, 89.
That's
my favorite movie of all time right there.
That's a dope movie right there.
I just wish that, I think that people need to look back at the old school. Adapt to the new school.
No, I think the new school ain't even bothering to look at what's going on in the old school, and they coming out with some new bullshit. That's what I think.
Yeah,
cause
that's
I
true.
Like I say this, and I don't even want to go this because I want to save this topic for another one. But it's just new school is MTV now. Old school was MTV back in the day.
Let's talk about MTV. How about that,
dude? I wanted to save it, but let's talk about MTV. It's gonna come out to if that's what it's
when
gonna
we were
come
kids.
Out
I mean, I didn't have cable all the time because you know. Money was it wasn't what it was, but you know, whenever we had cable to watch MTV, man, back in the day it was a shit. Yo, MTV Raps.
Oh man, shit.
MTV Raps was the shit. Fab Five Freddy. MTV, and Love with Dr. Dre, they were the shit.
Everybody who's an original MTV fan knows that MTV is not what it started out.
There's no music anymore. There's no music on it anymore.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
TRL? Come on.
Shit.
Come on. That was, I think TRL was the beginning of the end for MTV. Like 98?
You know what? I have to agree with that. And also, I'll say this. What's that other show? The
Real World?
The Real World. There it is.
When it first started out.
When it first started out
in the mid-90s, it was cool. It was like, you know, what is this? This is so cool. Mm-hmm. Now there's nothing cool about it.
Nah, because everybody on there trying to...
Everybody's just trying to be famous after this. And
yeah, I'm not down with that show. Not at all. Bored of that show. The best thing I like about this new season, though, they're doing it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, there's a potential chance. Just walk over there, knock on the door, and be like, you know what? Fuck this.
With my 15 minutes, bitch. You're getting yours with mine. Yeah, MTV has changed a lot. What about... Back to the old school.
Have somebody rob him in Hollywood. It's not all it's cracked up to be, huh? You living in Cali now, huh?
They got a bum right there, unfortunately. Yeah. Thing I want to talk about, too, with the old school versus new school, how about just the attitudes of the kids? Like nowadays, I watch all the shows on, like, Dateline and all this shit about the junior high school girls giving blowjobs up and stuff like
that. No, you know what? I'll say this. That wasn't for a lot of players, because we grew up together. Your boy Skeet was coming up.
Not like now, the way the bitches are giving up now is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I'm watching all these different shows and this is retarded. It's like, really, seriously?
Let me tell you,
what about the girls that are giving it up in the butt before they give it up?
We can do an episode on that.
I watched so many shows about that stuff. It's like, really?
I never heard
of anything like that when we were in school.
I'll tell you, it's just, and you know this chick. I can't put her name out there, but, if y'all don't know, if y'all ain't listened to enough shows, y'all know me and Big Sexy have known each other for years. Now, there was this one chick back in the day. She told your boy Skeet, she was like, Skeet, I don't want to have sex with you, but I'll let you fuck in the ass or whatever. And your boy Skeet, you know, we already did an episode, and I ain't never fucked nobody in the ass.
Yeah.
Yet. Shit, but I was like, you know, but that was some shit that she was really like, no, I don't want to give up. I want to wait till I'm married. So in her head, it was like, I'm going to wait till I'm married, so I'm going to let you fuck me in the ass before I let you stick it in my pussy. And I was like,
I don't remember that. Yeah. You're gonna have to remind me when we're off this episode.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah,
those bitches, that's crazy. Or the girls who suck in everybody's dick, but they still think they're a virgin. I mean,
that's
maybe
the best.
Technically,
that's the best. If you suck on a regular basis, and you suck, if you're 13 and you suck three dicks already, then
you're a slut.
Yeah.
There's nothing virgin about you.
You're a slut and you got a career.
Exactly. You're obviously going to be really good at it.
Yeah.
By the time you graduate high school, you're ready.
So just perfect it. Just spend all that time perfecting that fucking craft you started.
Like your trailer park bitch from back in the day?
Yeah, I didn't want to bust her out. I don't want to bust her out.
How good do you think she's in it now?
Oh, she's fucking a pro. Yeah, she's got to be a pro. She's probably, and you know what? I'm going to say this. This chick was dope. But anyway, I'll say this.
Team player.
She's probably out there. She's got
to have at least three kids.
You think so? I was gonna say this. She might even turn life around because I know one of her homegirls. Nah. Well, somebody's married to her.
Look at you seeing the good in people.
Well, finding the silver lining.
I'm saying she got three kids, at least two baby daddies. One of them is black. One of the kids is black. Definitely, gotta be black.
Or someone.
Wasn't one of her best friends like doing porn or something?
One of her best friends did do porn.
See,
come on.
Look at you with your silver lining.
Yeah. Me trying to make the world all good and shit. Got to see it for what it really is. Keep it real.
But can you imagine growing up nowadays, where just like girls are just giving it up like nothing?
I would have been fucking like crazy.
I'm saying.
I'm glad I ain't got no kids now. It would be hard not
to be fucking like crazy now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You really have to have no game.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, when we were 15 years old, you had to work fucking hard.
That's when the bitches didn't want
to. You had to work hard.
Look, these players don't know what it...
If we were 15 years old in 1994. So that's 14 years from now.
And look, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Your boy
game
Skeet
has changed.
Your boy Skeet didn't win a couple of places. I grew up in LA, grew up in another area where there was a lot of white folks. And as a black man, you gotta be extra cute to get them white girls.
Yeah.
Or you gotta have some extra
you
game.
Have the game of a champion.
Because sometimes they daddy don't want.
Big Mexican dude in all the white neighborhood too. Come on.
Yeah. You was coming. You can't just walk up in other people's world and be like, here, accept me for what I am. You gotta, what's the word? Assimilate.
Lie. Yeah. That's the main difference thing from old school versus new school is the attitudes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Attitudes and the music. Those are my two differences. MTV.
They just need to change that shit to something else. Take that M off.
I think they can now. It's just too, they're too dead set in it now.
Yeah, that shit
can't. What about just TV in general? Cosby Show back in the day?
Here's the thing. With all these reality shows, it's like...
That's where I was going at.
You know what? I'm going to say this, man. The reason TV was easy to watch, because everybody knew it was fake back in the day.
Yeah.
They knew it was fake, but they were like, you know what? You didn't watch it so much for it to be real as much as you watched it for the message sometimes. And I don't want to get too deep on anybody, but it was like at the end of it, even though you knew, like, all right, Cosby Show, these motherfuckers got, like, tons of money, and you know, even
yeah,
as a doctor black
and a lawyer.
Even as a black youth, and I'm watching the show, I'm like, you know what? I don't know too many families like that. That's like, you know, like,
I don't keep know
it,
like
keeping
that.
It real. But I was like, you know, you didn't watch it for that. You watched it for the message. You watched it for like, all right, well, you know what? Let's see what Father Cosby is going to teach the kids today. You know,
every problem was solved in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah,
it was like Domino's back. Remember Domino's back in the day? Yeah, 30 minutes or less was free.
That's real.
That too.
The noise.
Yeah. That shit was real back in the day.
But you turn off the TV, you go to bed, and you be like, all right, well, you know what? I can sleep easy. Now you watch reality shows, you're like, oh god, there's some bullshit on there.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, this
To Catch a Predator.
Oh man.
Can you imagine To Catch a Predator being on in 1988?
Oh, that shit was not bro. That shit was not fly on 1988.
Now you can't get enough of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
All those shows, Cops, all that shit.
Man,
Cops was probably the first one.
I tell you this though.
Cops was the first one, like 1989, Cops came out. That was probably the first show that like changed the game. The reality shit.
I believe that. Cops is the actual real
reality
show.
That's the real reality show. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Yeah, that ain't nothing but reality.
That's the show that changed the game that everybody thinks, you know what, we can get really real with our shows. And then after that, you got fucking everything.
Now you got True TV.
Yeah.
Not every channel. That shit is the bomb. Especially when they do these SoCal episodes and then you see people you know like, oh, that motherfucker getting arrested.
That's the dude. Yeah. He bought me a shot.
Yeah.
That's where he was getting the money from.
That's it.
I drank off that drug.
Damn,
money.
They got the weed man.
You remember that dude with the backpack? That shit was the funny
shit. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what's up.
So how do you think the new school can be as cool as the old school? What is like some main changes
they can I don't
happen?
Think it's gonna happen no time soon. I think they so far behind they gotta catch up. I don't think it's gonna happen no time
soon. What about the kids that grew up in this era? How do you think they're gonna feel about the next era coming up?
Oh wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like
that's tough.
Like the one that we're in right now. This era sucks. Music sucks, the movies suck.
You know why? Because
TV
it's not.
Sucks.
Ain't nobody
sucks.
Perfecting their craft. I'm gonna be real with a lot of y'all out there. Ain't nobody perfecting their craft and throwing it and taking the time to say, "All right, this is what I got. Let me wait, be patient, and put it out there and give a good product."
Well, yeah, when you think about musicians, for me on that tip, musicians don't play music anymore. They don't play their own instruments anymore. They don't write their own songs anymore.
Ain't no need. You know what it is? It's the internet. And I hate the bag on the internet because you know that's where y'all hearing us from, but. The thing is, ain't nobody perfecting their craft because everybody's like, they want to get it out so fast, and their availability to get it out so fast.
It's so easy to get it out, exactly. Like your boy Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy,
boom, boom. Created his own music on his computer, put it on MySpace, blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing. I give him props for that because he did it on his own, but
look
at the product.
That's real.
Look at the product.
Yeah, I can't, that ain't. That's not the truth right there.
Look at the movie industry. All the producers and stuff. Every actor is in the same movies. Oh, they just recycle the same three or four actors.
And look, I'm gonna speak to all my folks out there as black folks too. I'm walking in. I'm over with my mom, and my mom's like, "All right, she's watching like a, I don't know, some award show. She was like, "Oh yeah, you know, you gonna watch this award show? It's a black award show. Like you know, they're good." So anyway, y'all know where I'm going with this. Anyway, they're like, "Oh yeah, there's this black award show going on," and my mom's like, "You gonna watch this shit?" I'm like, "Well, for what?" It was like they're gonna give out the award for the best black male actor, and I'm like, "Who is it? Cuba Gooding Jr., Denzel, or Morgan Freeman?" I'm like, "Who are the other choices?" I'm like, "Really? Who are the other choices?"
That's basically it.
And I'm not trying to cause no ruckus or talk too much shit, but I mean, like, that just goes back to, you know, I'm not saying that just for black folks, but white folks, whatever. Everybody. Yeah. It's the same people in the same movies.
Well, they got Colin Farrell. He's, like, born and raised in, like, Scotland or something, Ireland. It's a thick-ass accent, but because he can hide it, he plays all the American dudes in all these American movies over and over.
And I like some Owen Wilson movies, but Jesus Christ, man. I mean, yeah, like, how many Ben Stiller.
Will Ferrell is all over the place.
He's funny as hell, but he's on every movie. I love Will Ferrell, but I mean, like, dude, there's talent out there.
They can find some talent. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. Except be famous and talk shit.
We can talk shit. That's what the fuck we can do. We can talk shit. All right. Well, look, we're going to shut this down because we're going to bring y'all another topic. We hope y'all enjoyed. But peace. We'll catch up with y'all next time. Make sure y'all always listen to us. Y'all know where we're coming from.
All right.